What? Is this one you got to sing along to?
Nice.
Just so you get paid more because you sang with it?
Well, these audio receptors are so much more rewarding to the listener.
Caller. Too bad the caller.
This makes...
it's too bad the caller.
Listening to the radio.
Well, you are not
nearly as much fun.
Uncle
Albert.
In a can.
Anyway.
And the problem is, you know, people forget that Jeff Emmerich is in there. George Martin's in there. It's like
they forget that?
Six of them. They forget that.
Why?
I should call you on my landline.
What?
You should. You should call on the landline. Always call on the landline.
I know, but I'm really glad to hear you guys.
It's excellent.
It's good to hear us on the radio again here. But don't forget.
Who are you calling low? At the base, at the bottom of the sound well.
Hey, you know what?
Yeah, what?
I can get cable hooked up permanently, basic cable. It'll cost you $50.
Did you know that you can get, like, you can go down to your local gas station and get a big soda, too?
But you know what?
I don't want to pay for some digital like scattered box that has the picture come in half-assed.
I gotcha. Yeah, you want your digits to all be lined up the right way.
I want to walk again.
I want to have my digits all on the same hand again. Instead of having 10 fingers on one hand and no fingers on the other hand, I want them all like equally divided like they were in the olden time.
I have not been able to walk.
Back in the old days before we were lost in this rock world, we didn't have drums. We could bring drums if want to, but ordinarily... I could see you making your way towards the microphone. Because you were going to bring drums if want to. But you didn't. You didn't have to care about drums in those days.
Not in those days, man. We were free.
Now you have to carry your drums in your pocket. And if you don't have your pocket drums...
There's an app for that?
There's an app for that. Your several apps for your pocket drum kit.
I love the show, whoa.
Yeah, we love the show too, whoa.
We're on the show. We're on the show again.
Yeah, I love the show, whoa.
Show, whoa.
I feel better.
Whoa.
I knew that. I love the show too.
I love the show, whoa.
I feel better.
I feel better, too.
I feel better.
I feel better.
I think this is about the sickest thing. Yeah, it is the sickest thing I've ever heard.
Who was that?
KFA. That's a listener.
You know why? That
had called in KFJC. This is about the sickest thing I've ever heard on the Mr. Opinion show. Actually, it wasn't the Mr. Opinion show. It was the...
people.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember that guy. Don't you believe people?
George.
You should be ashamed.
Dude, this is
ashamed right now.
This is the
you should be ashamed for listening to
woman who called earlier.
Show.
Same thing.
I'm getting strong.
She was disgusted.
Indications from this man that he was the high liar of Baghdad.
And then the high liar of Baghdad. That was him.
That was him. And there was a high liar of Baghdad.
I felt the strong. Psychic manifestations.
I bet he looked like him. I bet
he was a high liar.
He was his doppelganger.
One time.
Just one time.
Yeah.
Remember Christina Ricci? Did you ever see Buffalo 66?
What is that? Something you're queuing?
Queuing. I don't do that, man. What are you talking about?
Well, if you queue.
What's he talking about?
You put your bark on there, your big back.
That's terrible.
This is people.
This is terrible.
Yeah. This is people, sure. Oh,
this
people.
Is great.
You don't
this
think
is great? You think this show is great?
Of course. How could it not be?
Well, we had a complaint earlier.
We had a complaint earlier that we weren't relevant.
I know. That woman didn't know what she was talking about.
We weren't relevant or topical.
We weren't funny and we weren't
we're
serious.
We're not funny or we are not serious. We're just plain silly.
Yeah.
Oh, plain enjoyable is what it is.
I agree.
Well, we like to think we fill a niche.
Yeah, otherwise,
there's a gap out there.
If we weren't here, all you'd have was TV at 3 a.m.
Yeah, either that or some show you've heard about. It'd be another Michael Jackson tribute show.
Well, that's all there is.
You know what everybody be watching.
I just can't get enough of those.
No, the Jefferson 5 or the Jefferson 4 now?
Bart makes it possible.
I think that's probably what it's going to be, right?
Are you going to get somebody to fill in for Michael? Or?
Yeah, we're going to have Michael... We were going to have Michael as a guest on the show. But now that lady called, we don't think it would really be in good taste to haul in his...
And the winds of our
what's left.
I'm going to watch Friends, okay, you guys?
Yeah, let's...
That cool show's not on.
It's peppier. It's peppier.
Happy.
That's what's on this time of night. Hey, I can bring some popcorn in.
All right. I got some chemicals.
What you got some chemicals? Cool, man. Come on in. How you guys doing?
All right.
It's a party.
I always put you in the right mood.
There she goes.
There she goes again.
We're taking off, man. We're launching.
It's the show.
This is not too bad. This isn't a too bad show. This is kind of a good show.
Don't unwrap it yet.
I'm feeling it.
I want it to be fresh when I get home.
Don't take the wrapper off. The show gets stinky. It's like stinky cheese, you know? It really smells up the room if you take the wrapper off.
Just disappear.
The
whole show just
disappears.
Gotta keep it in the fridge for the most part.
Did you leave those kids out? I think you spoiled them.
Yeah, I left the kids out of the mix. And the kids gotta stay in the picture, right?
How come I let you go first?
That is a great
film.
Yeah, the kids gotta stay in the picture. Have you ever seen that? It's a good little movie.
Oh, that's a good movie.
It's an interesting movie when you're talking about John Derek.
John Derek, my favorite John Derek movie was in I can't remember the name of it now, but he's an F-9F pilot, and he's been blinded by shrapnel. So his buddy flies along next to him and talks him into a landing on a carrier. You can do that. You can just tell a guy.
You can do that in movies.
Yeah.
Did you ever notice
John Derek's the guy.
All of John Derek's girlfriends or mates all looked alike.
They all look alike. They're all blondes, and they're all people who he produced. They're all people. It's like he's the white pimp guy.
Now, the one in between Ursula Andress and Bo Derek, wasn't that the one that was on the Big Valley? What was her name? She was in there for a little bit.
I didn't like Big Valley, man.
What was her name? She was also on, she was on Dynasty.
Barbara Stanwyck?
No,
the daughter.
I wrapped the package of the show earlier.
She was the daughter of Barbara Stanwyck on the Big Valley.
I was a little off.
Audra.
You can talk to me. I'm not listening to these
guys. But it did have a particular funk that I found in Freeman.
No, but sir, I'm not talking about it. I was talking about the...
sir, I'm really glad to hear your opinion.
She was
what's
married to Blake Carrington on Dynasty. Remember Phineas?
Oh, yeah.
Linda Evans?
Linda Evans, that's who it was. Linda Evans. John Derek was with John Derek for a while there. I think before Bo Derek.
I think you're right.
But she was like the archetype. If you look at their faces, if you looked at Ursula Andress and Linda Evans and Bo Derek, they have kind of like the same kind of face structure.
Yeah, that like kind of pointy nose, cute thing going on.
Was John Derek in...
they definitely had the hotness factor.
They were
Justice for All? Wasn't he the judge?
How ironic. What year is it?
It's like early 80s, late 70s, Al Pacino, where he's going, it's just a show, it's just a show. And you're out of order. He was the judge.
This whole damn court is out of order.
Diana Ross also was quite iconic.
But come on, man, it really was out of order.
That was John Derek. He was
Michael Jackson's stuff.
Yeah.
Did I stray off topic?
No, you can't do that.
Yes, no, show continuity.
Well, at one point you did, but then you came back.
You come in and fix
it. There's a dog fight in the middle of, it's a raccoon fight in the middle of Fillmore and Haight.
Wow.
A raccoon
Don't get
fight.
In the middle of a coon fight there. Hey, they'll, like, tear
fight.
You up.
Coon fight!
They will tear you up, son. Don't you try to pull them apart.
I'm chasing one of them off in one direction.
Don't try to pull them apart. They will tear your hand off.
What kind of weird show is this?
This is a show that tells the people what they want at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, no, they're not.
Well, it's almost 3 o'clock. It's almost 3:20. It's...
Who would have thought, like...
And who would have thought that somebody would have been here by now, but otherwise, it's they're not.
It's not there.
So...
That's the hell out of the show is starting to fall apart a little bit.
Yeah, you take Hal out of the mix and the show falls apart. It's amazing. We try to get
I was
that,
hoping he'd call in.
We bring in guys like Phineas to try to save it.
Oh, well, that guy's an
To try to save it.
I can't fill those shoes.
No, it's easy. You fill the shoes. It's just that, you know, there's a problem in that.
It's okay
because I think the show's like 150% of last
I would read
show.
My poetry, but everyone would get depressed and, you know, sad.
Okay.
Well, yeah, it's like, guys, a show does not equal, there's like a not equal sign where it says show does not equal poetry.
Yeah, for
they
you
don't
guys,
go together,
you know,
really.
He's I mean, reading his poetry. I'm in the back row thinking.
We like to sneak the poetry in. We don't actually plan on
Yeah,
it's a sensitive. It show's not sensitive enough to plan on using poetry.
I'm gonna kill you.
I'm gonna kill you too.
I'm gonna kill you.
We already did that. We already did kill me stuff. That was 2:10 a.m. was to kill me. Look at the schedule, you guys.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to say the H word on this program?
No.
Haiku? Just like OT.
Next day?
If it has to have an initial and it's a word that's only known by its initial, then we don't ever say the whole word.
Oh, like MJ?
No, yeah, like if somebody said, can I say the N word or the H word or the P word or the X word?
You already made us think of it.
We just know that if it already has an abbreviation of its first initial, and the word after it, then it can't be good for the show.
Could you repeat all that?
Okay, go back to subchapter A, paragraph X. See right there. It starts right there. Okay, now pick up from line 3.
Okay, give me a hard copy right there.
Okay, I'm going to print it out right there. I'll send it to your printer.
Every lie comes to an end.
Should be coming off your printer in the next couple minutes.
A very shallow and a very quick
got it.
There's about a 25-year delay, though, so the content will be there for another 25 years. The paper will come out for the next 25 years. You'll be having to feed it with paper, but you can use the same piece of paper over and over again because it'll actually take 25 years for the image to arrive.
There'll be no corporal punishment associated with
it. Believe it's true. We may be there, but somebody will be there.
I'm going to risk it because I'm socially excluded. I'm excellent.
Wait.
Here they're marching up.
Okay, here's the form.
It looks like they're ready to
now
go
start
home.
Filling out the form. It's exactly 3:21.
They say you bread run.
We have to say what the time of the day is. For 3:20, it's our 3:21.22. Isn't that what the FC, the federal something,
There's a lot of odd.
Something. I can't remember. Oh, well. Not important. Not important.
I don't know if I like. I'm going to boost you up the
When Bob returned to the Los Angeles scene in 1944, he was on a mission to buy a radio station. Instead, he became interested in the aerospace industry. Convinced of this little company's bright future, Bob purchased everything he could find, building into an unbelievably large asset very quickly.
Yes.
Mr. Dobbs purchased another radio station, assuming that radio would be in his future. Dobbs adds yet another laurel to his long list of achievements.
Oh, you do take medicine for schizophrenia.
Hopefully.
I know you're not having an episode.
I hadn't heard this history before.
In the last 20 years of his life, the most dynamic industrial individual with 41 hours of tape, as much as 41 hours of tape, secret conversations recorded. Therefore, simple mathematics dictated that in less than 1 minute of each hour, actually, the show could penetrate the record population with little effort. And so, there were the first 20 years.
Hey, calm down, Jack.
Oh, my head's too big. Wait.
I've been piping.
Here, let me pull you back in.
Oh, here we go.
Ah, yes.
The year 2000. The distant future. The year 2000.
Oh, that's better.
That was a long way back then.
Yeah. There's no show in there.
Yeah, I think so.
Show's over here, Doc.
Y2K.
Right, here I am.
We are robots.
Okay, good. Yeah,
the world is quite
we're the robot versions of ourselves. That's the really
the
cool thing
90s.
I was trying to tell you.
There
really.
Is no more.
Yeah, we don't, we're the automatons that just keep going, even though our earthly bodies have already left for X.
You know, for the outer world.
Yeah,
for the outer world.
We already left a long time ago. That's what we keep going about, this myth of X.
But still, it's good.
Everything is so automated.
We actually did leave.
Still, it's good, right? X Day.
Yeah, we actually our earthly cells actually did leave in 1998. It's just our robot cells that continue on this illusion.
And here we are.
And this planet is Mars.
The humans are dead.
The humans are dead, and we're still here. But we're just robots.
Michael Jackson was a human. Too soon. Sorry.
Yeah, they talk about about Michael Jackson, but what about Ali Akbar Khan?
They look like they're dead.
Boston Carl Malden.
I'll just confirm that they're dead.
Okay.
Bubbles
is not.
That it was dead.
Dead.
Their system of oppression.
What did it lead to?
I like that show, Life After People, because all the humans are dead.
The pinks fried in their own juices, and that was what was left.
Or Twilight, all the people are dead.
Or 2012.
Man, it was so great. It's just like the, you know, I want to see that one that was 60,000 BC when there's really no humans that are really like humans yet.
Yeah.
They're almost human.
They're like ferrets.
People.
They're like cartons of milk.
This is the sickest thing I've ever heard on KFJZ.
Each person has a face. Their face is a carton of milk.
I don't think I'll ever listen to this show again.
No, you probably won't.
You know, I used to listen to this show, George, to get my news, and I'd get my relevant information for the day. I would get my marching orders. I'd be able to go out and face and cope with the world. And yet, George, when I listen to this show now, all I get is confusion, chaos, and tumult. Your obsequious tone is unfulfilling.
Yeah, it's chunky bits of fun.
Oh, no.
Chunky bits of fun.
I say eschew obsequiousness.
Okay, those are the magic words.
They must pay the rent with their eyes.
Make a copy if you watch the radio cleared version of all the songs.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Oh. So no bad words in
there. Oh, that's great.
With a 3D cover.
Tenacious D.
Yeah, no.
The PG version.
Yeah, because they're a nice band, really.
They are a nice band.
Yeah. Like Jimi Hendrix was a nice band.
Yeah. Who is that?
Who is that?
That voice?
Roger Waters.
That guy yelling?
Yeah.
Is that Roger Waters?
Yes.
Yeah. It's going back and forth between Roger Waters and Jimi Hendrix.
Get your
If I could just get my show together.
You can just
get your show together. Show together, man. Come on.
Come on, get me out of here. I just want to get out of here.
Just get me out of here.
I'm not.
Hey,
man, turn this one on.
So,
hello, you're on the air.
848-4425. That was a short home movie of Bob.
Hello, you're on the air.
You could be sitting there listening to yourself talking on this crazy thing. No, you're just sitting there getting ready to push the, your own special individual version of the dump button.
Yeah, but not with Bo Derek.
Not with Bo Derek, no. Because she's dead. The humans are dead.
They're
did I
all
not
dead.
Make that clear?
But the robots are going to...
Yeah.
But that's the important thing.
You know, the thing about it is, now that I'm one of these robots, I'm thinking we're a lot cooler than those humans were anyway.
No, humans had all those faulty emotions.
Yeah, we're like, we're sort of like rock stars now that they're gone.
Well, we've taken the best of their neural pathways and, you know, created like something that's far surpassed.
If there was natural selection still going on, which is not,
no, it's been
we would still, we would definitely have be the predominant.
Except for all
creature.
The other animals on the planet, they've been naturally selected out of the gene pool.
Well, that's okay because it's just us now. We don't care.
That's right.
Why should we care? Why should we care? We don't need them anymore because we're robots.
The robots and the cockroaches in the room.
I don't
care. Yes, I'm still here.
Too pink.
It's going to be the ultimate battle between the blue globes, the robots, and the cockroaches. And the
did you miss the Earth the day the Earth stood still?
No, I saw that.
Yeah, that pretty much explains all of it.
And I sing it.
The battle of the blue globes.
Good guys get to go in the saucer. The rest of the people, well, the
and
big,
the army's
the
really competent and never makes a mistake.
Yeah, never make a mistake. And the
except
insects,
for that one guy that pulls the trigger
well,
just a little
part
too
of that
soon.
Book is the insects try to organize
that's
towards
right.
the middle of the book and take over from the blue globe. But they can't
whenever there's been a standoff, there's always been that one guy with the itchy trigger finger. How many times has that come into a concert?
That, yeah, that's what always ruins it for the
no,
people.
Junior, don't pull the trigger!
He was...
But the robots always get the upper hand.
I didn't mean to shoot
that's
him,
why
Mama.
Hitchhiker's Guide is just more realistic. It's more like you're
I
in your bathrobe and your
him,
one alien friend comes by and says, I think we better stand over here.
Why'd you put the gun next to his head?
And you get saved because you just happen to know an alien who wears AC/DC pose.
It's beautiful.
That music reminds me of the moment when I went to see the opening night of Star Wars. And it's like that, where the little ship goes and everybody's like, and then the big ship came over and people were on their seats screaming. You know, I was crying.
I saw it the first day.
So did I was at the Cornet?
No, at Century.
Hey, you guys, the delay is nil. It's nil.
Oh, really?
Yeah, delay is off.
Well, it's 25 years.
I know. The 25-year delay is definitely...
25-year delay, yeah. So you don't actually... You know, you're never going to hear this.
Well,
you and I will be dead.
Sure, it would be 25-year delay.
From the, you know, the humans are dead, right?
Here.
You're talking to
like
a robot, right?
6 miles away. Well, good effect, Doug.
So, you guys dropped too early at the show.
No, I'm still driving around in the square. Oh, wait, I got a party.
We just have to do it again and again and again and again and again and again.
Do it again!
Do it again! Do it again!
Oh, I know Priscilla.
Yeah, what if your whole world was named Mort Sabotnik?
Like, wood bent around a soft booth shaped like one of those Kepler little stars. Where it goes back.
Mort Sabotnik played with the mind around.
I want to put your grip on the thing.
That's going back to that.
And add time in there, you got and then you got. I have got it now. We'll be back. I feel like we can be tomorrow night.
decapitated myself.
Yeah, sorry, little Frank.
Sorry, Frank.
Defecated on yourself?
Let's go walk a dinosaur.
Yeah,
just light it. Yeah, just light it.
I'm always.
We've got time to run. Okay, guys, it's, we're getting ready for the end of the world here.
We're at your house now. We're already at your house.
The band that
Dan on
speaking
to. Yeah. It's little Meepy caller. Yay!
Did I already say it?
Yeah, you did. Where yeah. You've already stayed at my house.
Being teased by the young hip boys. This is real truth story. I'm not just saying it.
I make everybody take my nap for me. I force those kids to take that nap. I'll whip them until they go to sleep. They say,
don't whip her so much, Daddy.
All right, you kids. Sure, it's easy for some geniuses. They know the difference, that's why. So when you call in at 848-4425 in area code, please have your question ready. We've got to bundle it up and put it in a special container because we save it for Dr. Howe when he comes back. If he comes back this year, we expect he will be running ahead of his like he normally does. Then they'll blame, you know, we'll blame somebody for something else. That's the important thing. We got to fix the blame fast. You can't let blame just... You can't just leave it floating around out there. You've got to do something with it. You don't lay the blame somewhere quickly. Blame gets bigger and bigger. You have to do... If you don't do something with it almost as soon as you find it, it will grow to consume whatever available space is nearby. At a very high rate, a rogue rate, a rapist, a renegade rate.
It's the Ukabala Pongo.
Billy used to get all flipped out when you say that on the radio. And then I heard the funniest thing when Stang recently sent me some of the Amsterdam stuff, and apparently they went on some cool free radio in Amsterdam. And the guy, they were talking about extra meditation, and the guy said, and flipped out and turned the microphones off and said, you can't talk about that. Like, what?
Where was that?
In Amsterdam, on the freest radio, you know, by the MC5 guy. That guy used to be an MC5, and I guess he has a free radio in Amsterdam.
Oh,
but don't say extra meditation.
Yeah.
That must be like a Danish no-no.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not supposed to think while you're
don't
in there.
Think about Black Peter.
Don't think about anything except what you have to do and get out of there as quickly as possible.
That literally is how I came up with that song, Fad World. I was extra meditating at the time. Can I say that on the radio?
No.
Okay.
No, you can't say that. See, you guys, the delay is not on at all.
Well, we'll cut the delay off. You're listening on the... But are you listening on the headphone?
Radio.
Really? It was a long delay. It was like... It was like a 25-year delay.
Yeah, see, I mean, you know, if you call me back, if you call 848-4425 in the 510 area code a quarter century from now and tell me the delay is off, then I'll believe you.
Okay, that's good.
That's
I'll
fair.
Try that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that's how long the delay is.
I'll call back in 25.
Okay, in 25 years. There he goes, and he's off to Point Arena. Calling back 25 years from now.
Okay, this makes it all better.
Yeah, now we're going to get funky.
Funky with the monkey. Atlanta, Georgia.
Well, so what are you doing up at this hour, caller?
Work.
Of course, that, yeah, I know that's a. I understand. You're using the code for sex.
I wish.
Well, there is sex going on. It's just which direction, you know. And you as the employee receiving
which direction the sex is going?
Yeah, receiving the sex or giving the sex in the workplace sense.
Are you talking about is sex increasing in the workplace in a
no, just the general
sense?
Position as an employee, you most often receive the sex, as it were, and as the big hot dog owner of the company, you would give the sex.
Oh, yeah, right, well, that may be true, yes.
Right now, my workplace is virtual, so the sex would be virtual if there wasn't sex.
Don't call me caller, call me Toddy.
Okay.
Toddy? Toddy?
Toddy.
Toddy, are you hot?
Is that your free domain name? Have you freed your domain?
Are you okay?
No.
Enslave your domain. Let's set your domain. Set your domain free.
A virtual server coming back up. Thanks, Bob.
I know, man. It's a long road. Show to host.
Virtual sex. Virtual company car. All virtual now. Moving from one machine to another.
Virtual.
Popping in a new tape. Oops. Machine, virtual.
I'm sorry, time. Tape, what's that?
Yeah, what is this tape there you're talking about?
What is this tape of which you speak?
Hey, you know,
you're calling from X-Day, right?
No, I'm calling from beyond X-Day.
Oh, cool.
The world's in ruin.
Time control.
My robot army stomps the cities.
Well, of course, all our robot armies stomp the cities. I mean, that's... All robots yeah, now in the evil future.
Yes. Did you catch that this is Jim Stutt calling in?
No.
No.
This is Jim what? Oh.
It's some kind of code thing.
Oh, it's a code.
Yeah, I see.
Is that been in the background?
This is a 5-hour show, so now you got to download
that's Phidias Darko.
Tonight's Crack O' Dawn to get the first 3 hours of the show, including our wonderful complaint call.
That's Chimp Stop.
Yep, a.k.a. El Bonobo Bandito.
The border on
fantasy.
Fantasy going on.
I had a bunch of machines wake me up at 3 in the morning.
Me too.
Complaining.
Always works that way.
Ignorance is converting.
I'm happy.
Did you bring your tape?
Tape? What is this tape
for? I've got a closet.
I have a new tape player, man.
Is it 8-track?
It's whatever version of tape you have. It's just a tape player. You can put Scotch tape in if you want.
How about Irish tape?
If it's, you can put a tape worm in it. You want. It'll play any kind of tape. You can take a tape measure, stick a tape measure in it. You could just put a tapered. It doesn't even have to be tape. It could be a tapered thing. Just take a thing out and taper it. Put it in there, then.
No, those tapes don't make very good. Media,
you can stick your hand in a wall and then tape the wall shut. It's not about the storage media. It's whether or not you can, like, tape up a... If you put a gash in your arm or something, if you can tape it up.
I use staples for that.
But does that staple have a security certificate?
Yes. Oh, now you made me forget the password.
It's a staple in this house.
You have to have a password, an encrypted password, and utilize that particular...
Yes, yes, it sounds familiar.
It's a show.
Oh,
the show time travels in
every
direction.
Can you get a MEC ID, man? We want to be able to monitor your process when you're on the system, and you need a unique MEC ID.
Even if it's on cable, chewed up by commercials, I still stop.
We don't want you using that generic ID anymore. That's that.
Because I like time travel, man.
I mean,
cool, big old
other processes use that generic ID. I need to see what's actually your ID. We want to watch what you do, man. So you're going to have to fill out the form, the request, or MEC ID. Trust you. We think you're going to be updating databases
it's a
at this hour. But you, too, can update your database as you listen to the show.
Let's not talk about databases, please. No.
Okay, you, too, can update your database as you listen. Right. No, but I mentioned this. You, too, can update your...
tape.
As you listen to the show.
Tape the show. You can update your tape as you tape the show.
Tape this show as you update your tape.
Tape. You can make a
Michael Jackson tape.
You can update Michael Jackson tape.
Michael Jackson should go on a thumb drive.
I heard that 13 people have already committed suicide since Michael Jackson.
I heard that too. I mean, in the UK.
Over Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
He's bigger in the UK. Or was bigger in the UK.
Yeah, he was. Say was.
Oh.
They had like a special Michael Jackson show on TV on TVGuide.com today. You don't watch TVGuide.com?
I don't think so.
Am I the only loser that watches TVGuide.com?
Pretty much, man. Pretty much. So what else you got? But you know, there might be a 420 early or something.
Really?
420 is a long way away.
20 till 4. That's kind of like 420.
It's like a mirror of 420.
Yeah.
440? 450? 350?
340.
Oh, 340?
Yeah.
347. Is that Smart Al Yankovic?
My baby came down from Romania. She wasn't being loved on somebody else. But now we live from suburbia. My life is not anything for going through.
No, it's a church band called Chantel.
Okay, so I can, are you on your YouTube channel?
Yeah.
On the favorite you some, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Disco Partizan.
You can let me lock in.
Oh, D-Grad. Almost there. Split open like you want to, man. A little more.
Over here,
there's a pack of slack Sora.
Oh, I didn't see the last one.
Well, show is hard to do, you know. It's
very hard.
It's very hard. It sounds easy at home.
Sounds so easy.
Oh, man.
Especially if you're on drugs.
It helps, though.
If you're on drugs. I don't think of it. I don't think of it.
Or not.
Why not?
Can I share that one, that Baptasia? I want you to play that one.
Baptasia?
Have you seen it?
No.
Oh, I'm going to share that. I'm going to send that to you.
This is so cool. The sharing part.
Look at the hill. Look, they're all gathering around the camera.
They call Sandian forces and the Stangian forces.
Hold up the tape recorder.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
This is
tape recorder. What are these?
I don't know what the tape thing is. It's some kind of a tool.
Oh, weird. Wicker tape recorder.
Yeah. But we're actually out. It was like the 49ers or the Raiders. The 49ers. The city team had won something like 25 years ago when the first signal came out. We're in the echo right now. The slapback of the first echo, and we're walking in the crowd, Paul and I, and I'm using that sound effect as the
I call this the 70s cinematic fever dream.
It's a dream, man.
Yeah,
Hello, why do you say hello so much?
Well, I just wanted to get into conversation. And I just wanted to explain that a tape is like a linear flash drive. But you take your flash drive, right, and you spread it out on the screen. You would have but then it's spooled up in a little, like a roller thing. And it's
Michael
like drug across the magnetic head.
None of this show makes any sense. So what are you saying?
There was the rod that had now.
Why can't I put
stuff? And you're on it. Sorry, we're not describing it better, but we have to fix more lines. Yes, the Miami dinosaur.
Uh oh, hey, it's the show's great, the person.
I'm sorry.
It's this show drinking game. Every time Phineas says he's sorry, he gets a drink.
Yeah, this one is funny.
Yeah. Well, I'm cold.
Or if you're really obsequious, you can go, thank you, I'm sorry.
Yeah, crank ensemble. I got that one from... Did you see that one where they mix it with the strings? They had played with the strings.
What was that? Are you all right? Caller, are you all right?
I'm okay.
Yeah, all right.
I think you got your phone too close to your head.
You know, if you're that hurt when that happens.
Don't put your phone that close to your head.
I'll try moving it a little bit.
Oh, man, yeah, be careful.
Yo, what is that?
It's the show.
Almost X-Day.
Yeah, every year around this time, there's a movie that comes out about the planet being destroyed. Like War of the Worlds, the Tom Cruise that came out July 4th weekend and Independence Day. And this year it's 2012. It's a tradition.
It's true. Justin Incredible believes in the 2012.
I think this thing's going to go off any time now, too. I can hear the fuel being loaded.
Yeah, I can hear the soundtrack of the movie from 40 years ago. Come on, everybody, run. We can outrun the edge of the world.
It's coming.
Just run ahead of the explosion.
Siren.
Here we go. Yeah, don't worry about it. All that's in front of us. We just have to keep running the rest of our lives.
I've never
cleared
another one.
We can do it.
We'll be back.
You guys going without me. I can't make it.
Come on, Phineas, let's go.
I'm so out of shape.
I got the whole airport.
Check out what I just sent you.
Why are they whispering?
So the end of the world doesn't work.
You gotta check it out, dude.
You can pick little Dandy Boy.
You're gonna make it.
You gotta hang in there, dude.
We'll keep running, just for you.
Just check it out when you get there.
I must make it to International Dateline.
Must run for complete every day of rest of life.
Must talk like William Shatner.
Must sleep, run.
Ellipsis.
This is just crazy stuff.
Save me, dog. No, that's the wrong guy.
I wish I could hear all the tracks coming up in this show. There's a lot of good stuff for you, Barry.
My stomach!
We put creatures in our bodies.
Millions of people die. I was mowed down by craft. By the aliens. Raping the American woman.
Exterminate.
Miles of time and space.
the dead begin to rise.
Where are you now that we need you, Mr. Spock?
We're all dead. Help us, Bob. But Bob is nowhere.
Savoir faire is everywhere.
Really? Somebody, I saw them in 86.
Some over here. Control of
it. So on July 4th. Someone with cool black shiny hair. You want a boyfriend. What you want is Mr. Spock. To come to your world. And
this is our correspondent Michael Pepe calling from the end of the world.
That's right.
So how is it out there in Upper State New York?
I'm right up here in North Korea, and I'm in the back
He's a crazy man.
Of Kim Jong Il, and reading his diarrhea, and in fact, he is planning to declare nuclear war. On July 5th, oddly enough, so you can see in time.
Well, what is this thing about the end of the world that's happening?
Well, we're hoping that it is like the day the Earth stood still, and there are some elect that will be allowed to enter the space saucers.
Really?
That's so not available.
See these saucers from where you are?
No, because as a lower class of genii, I cannot afford to go. I am.
But you hosted the Ask Dr. Hal show.
I have never been to X Day. I'm not allowed to X Day. Still too low. On the totem pole. But nonetheless, I'm hoping that there'll be space for me. On the ship.
You were gone for a while.
Yes,
Later on in the show? What happens then?
Well, then, but Philo is there in person, right?
No, Philo's not here.
Well, no.
Do you hear him speaking?
No.
Oh, well.
No. It's just a machine. It's just a...
Oh, he's a robot, right?
Yeah, he's not here.
He's taking over now.
Back a few years back, actually, about 10 years ago.
Well, it's 25 years ago, because I hear him now. Yeah. So that means the delay is from...
Well, he left in 1998, on the real X-Men.
That's true, yeah. I mean, I know the guy, but it's a robot that I actually...
Yeah.
It's a biobot.
As it turns out, the robot's cooler than the real guy.
Which is a real problem now with simulators.
They're all kind of getting a little big-headed since they're here and the other guy's gone.
Right.
And
the newer version has a better...
They get to drive his cars, wear his clothes, eat his food.
Right.
Why not get a big head, right? We don't even have to eat food. We just do it for the heck of it.
But does he have two guns?
Yeah, big two guns.
Big
two guns.
Big two guns. So that's pretty much it. Yeah, he's got it set there. Oops,
whatever.
No, see, what's happening is it's a robot. So you can't, it can't hear you. All it does is really, it's just here so you can sound like he's here. It's as if he were here. It's a simulacrum. Not an actual thing.
Wait a minute.
So you can talk all you want, but it's not going to hear you. When the thing was hosting the Ask Dr. Hal show, you didn't actually, it didn't interact with you or anything.
No.
Yeah.
No, that was just a projection of a hologram of a virtual reality creature.
Yep.
Yeah,
I even saw one. The last Dr. House show was there was a Michael Pepe simulator that did the show there, and it was kind of odd.
I wouldn't have to do that. I freeze up.
It's the end of the world, man. Down your neck. 4 o'clock in the morning, you're listening to 94.1 KPFB in Berkeley. 89.3 KPFB in Berkeley. 88.1 KFCF in Fresno. 90.1 KZFR in Chico. And KPFB.org. It's the end of the world as we know it. We're bringing it to you tonight. 5 hours of the end of the world. Because there's a little known, obscure cult called the Church of the Subgenius. They're friends of mine. I'm not sure why. I don't want to ever see them again. So, the end of the world takes them away. Poof, they're gone. On July 5th.
It's only just everyone else is gone.
White lace and banister.
She's dead too. Her. See, look how skinny.
It was you. This would fall somewhat short. It would be more correct to say that they were wasting away emotionally. At the beginning of the play, they had a vivid recollection of the absent ones and bitterly felt their loss.
I've only just begun.
Smile and voice. This or that of the man who had all the outlawed retrospective. They had been supremely happy. They had trouble
with patriots. So where's the negative landers? The other show.
They eventually will be coming back.
Are they on tour now?
They're on tour, I think. But you know what gets me about what that caller said, that early caller that was on before I got here?
They're home listening to the show.
That lady caller. What does she think she gets when she listens to the Over the Edge show?
You guys are sure confused.
She said
this is a positive show. It's on all the time.
It's the new show.
And the other show was the Crack of Dawn.
Well, we're the confusing show. We say things that sometimes may or may not reflect actual truth.
We have to draw the truth from the deep depths. Hello, caller.
I wouldn't wish that on my dinkiest, old, darkest friend. Hey, I heard it. I heard you make a difference there with a button you pushed. That makes me feel like dancing. Hey, did you notice that there's a Michael Pepe voice in there somewhere? But did you notice the other day that, or the last few shows, that even Bob Nelson has called in from the high desert? I wish I went to a church where people dance like that.
You know, and the happy songs are coming up too.
Here comes the spider. Oh, I gotta do, I was gonna do that song.
Oh,
me.
Sorry.
Oh, another song?
Another song.
I think you should do another song.
No, we gotta start this one over. Yeah, because it was a mistake.
Well, we've only just begun.
I can't remember how to get to my contacts, though.
No, at 2:32, there was...
So did you watch the Ask Dr. Hal Michael Pepe hosted?
Yeah. I really liked that one. The Ask Dr. Hal, hosted by Michael Pepe.
Well, that's the ghost of the avatar of the icon.
So
I have to see that. I want to check that out. Are you able to get some of the baby music in there?
So, Michael Pepe, are you on YouTube?
I hope so, yes.
Oh, yeah, you're on YouTube.
Yeah, part one is just the whole behavior music piece.
Fantastico.
And then parts six and seven are the young ladies singing about whiskey and fighting.
Wow.
And then the middle part is some old guys doing stuff.
So, it was such a fabulous show. It was worth seven. Well, good. That's good. I'll be famous. And now I can look at, number of hits.
Exactly. And also, exactly. Popularity.
Yeah.
Across the board. Because that number of hits is your whole life now.
Exactly.
That defines everything about us now. How many people watched my videos last night, 6 hours ago?
It makes me...
One person! I'm going to load up the pistol and walk over to the bridge right now.
How many people downloaded my new podcast?
Yeah. And then put their name on it.
If you ever go to YouTube and you search for Michael Pepe, like 100 things will come up.
Really?
Yeah. 100 things, yes. I just did it.
100 things.
And 100 things came up.
100 things.
And what do they look like? Is it like wormy?
There's Michael Pepe channels Jim Jones.
All right, with that bottle of whiskey, which is a mistake, I think.
Yeah.
People thought I was, Jones didn't actually drink whiskey. However,
he did some other stuff, though.
He did, yeah.
Michael Pepe.
And then there's, of course, shark fishing with Captain Mike Pepe on the Indian River Lagoon in Sebastian, Florida. That sounds pretty cool.
Sounds like a blast.
And then there's, of course, the playlist results for Michael Pepe and the Ask Dr. Michael Hal Jackson. Show.
Incredible. There's a rock star heaven.
And don't forget the Subgenius videotape barrage sequence.
It's like there's a religious heaven
that contains Michael Pepe.
Oh.
And a political heaven.
That's on McGruitch.
Barrage, you mean?
So,
it's got
most people, of course, of this generation it's on McGruitch. The rock star heaven.
Then there's, of course, Michael Pepe playing with Iceman Johnson.
Cans of rock star. They're 20 times bigger than the ones
they
have now.
But if you go out there and look for Iceman Johnson, you'll see Michael Pepe singing.
There you go, with his underwear.
Yeah, he's wearing some underwear.
He's trying to be all sexy and shit. Oh, sorry.
Oh, man. Okay, abort that caller. We're going to abort you right now, caller.
No, let's not. We're just such a cool show.
Take him out.
You can tell by the music.
Take him out! Go to YouTube right now and search for...
Oh, that was during the... there was a whole... Did you see the... Did you watch the Robert... I think it's during the Robert Levy hosting series.
Yeah.
Where a question about Howard comes...
Robert,
somebody sent him a question that said... that said, can you sing The King Is... The Brain Is My King. Was that during your show?
Was
that during your show?
Howard's with the King.
Yeah, nobody knew the reference except K-Rob and myself.
And Howard.
So K-Rob pulled it up and pulled up the actual tape of The Brain Is the King.
The greatest, weirdest thing of all time.
I'm a Howard head, man.
Your brain's with the key.
I gotta thank Philo.
Going strong?
And it's such a well.
And what would you say to Philo if he could hear you?
I would say that he did an excellent thing in putting that on the internet because it has brightened my day so many times watching those videos. If I could talk to him right now, I would say exactly that.
Yeah,
if I could talk to him right now, that's what I'd tell him because that's one of my... Actually, those videos get more hits than just about anything on
that's
my
right.
whole
That's right.
I don't know if they have millions of hits.
What?
It's millions and millions of hits on one video.
On Bruce Howard? Or the webcam girls? That's got over 4 million now. That's a really well-done tape, though. That's a really well-done little production. Thing called Webcam Girls where a girl pretends to be, I met you last night, and here's my number, and then, by the end of the 10 minutes, it's every girl in the world's trying to stuff herself in the camera. Very funny. Very, really well done. But I was just, I look every day. I go to see other people's hits, and I pretend they're mine. 4 million!
I saw one. It was like mannequins on skateboards, and it was just this. Someone off camera was pushing some mannequins,
that's great.
And they'd fall over. Right. And this thing had like 4 million hits on this. You know?
You bet. And then, and somebody like Shay Saint, what's it, Shay Saint John, who does the same thing with a more morbid aspect, gets 416 hits. Yeah.
I'm digging the stretchy pants video right now. I don't know if you've seen that.
Yeah, me too.
It's pretty great.
I'm looking at Iceman's Johnson Part 1 right now.
Yeah, because
these old guys will rock you.
I haven't seen that.
You should just search for Iceman's Johnson.
I always have to bring this up because it's so weird. I found the Bruce Howard on the, it was like on the side B of a thing called Screaming Boy. If you ever see a DVD made by, homemade kind of thing, called Screaming Boy from Dallas, Texas. Screaming Boy is like, you know, any old subgenius preacher. And then I was over at Rob's and somebody had given this thing and I looked at it and then I said, play this other guy.
I remember Screaming
Boy. Bruce Howard. And the Bruce Howard was immensely entertaining. The Screaming Boy wasn't that interesting. It was just sort of like, you know, okay, a preacher that screams. How unusual for Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, if you want to look for Bruce Howard, you can go to YouTube and search for Bruce Howard.
There's a bunch of neat stuff, too.
Some like, really
I can't
good Bruce Howard
stuff. On my funny cable access station.
Yeah, and all the Bruce, I mean, somewhere out there, somebody's got more Bruce Howard, too. They taped it, and they just can't get off their lazy, big, fat radio speaker to make a YouTube thing out of it.
Can't even tape their TV or something?
I really would love to go interview the Bobbies, his four Bobbies behind him. Go find them now and do interviews with the Bobby Bonnie, as I call her.
I want to talk to the one with the watch that was reflecting too much.
And
the,
there's a small woman that keeps trying to, she's kind of can't be seen half the time by the guys in front of her. And there's, of course, forever. What's his name, Mr. So-and-so that has a rat on his shoulder. I have a rat. That's his line. I have a rat. And then he does.
I'm going to go out and check him out because he's just
the
too
Bobby
cool.
Bonnie, she has some really witless
I'm going to go pound a bunch of hits on my website from looking
on
at
yours?
This hour.
Is there any video of Francis E. Deck or is he pure audio?
There's some audio. And there's audio on YouTube. I mean.
Yeah, and people have done animations to it, but there's no video of him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's just animations that people put to the audio. Yeah. Which, yeah, he was a big kid in the early days. He's back there with Holophonics and the tube bar tapes. And that was the era of the beginning of like spreading those things farther than just your 10 friends who had a cassette player.
Yeah.
And Al White Motors. I'm still looking for that. I wonder if I find that.
Al White Motors?
When Barney, you know, the Rabbit Supper and all.
Yeah. What was the line of it? When are you going to invite me to that Rabbit Supper?
When are you going to that Rabbit Supper?
That was Benny and Barney, the Benny and Barney tapes.
Yeah.
There that is, that tape word again.
Yeah, what?
Tape word?
I have a tape word.
Yeah,
tapeworm. I got tapeworm.
It eats up all the words on the tape before you can finish the tape.
You were saying you had a tape recorder that could play Scotch?
Yeah. That was a long time ago, Michael Pepe. You don't understand. It was a long time ago. A different world entirely.
Did you go see that Boys Will Be Boys?
No.
But if you had...
Episode 7?
No.
Would it just quack?
No.
Oh.
I remember this one.
What if you, you know...
This is DK Jones,
isn't
it? What
if you played masking tape? It wouldn't... You didn't hear anything because it would cover itself.
Oh, no, this is Cabaret Voltaire.
If you played Scotch tape, it would be like...
Slugging for Jesus.
There's a video of this, too.
Songs about Wee Bonnie.
Slugging for Jesus.
Wee Bonnie last...
Remember Gene Scott?
Yeah.
The great one. He's Gene the mightiest Scott. Of them all, and way better than his daughter, who really sucks.
Yeah.
But he's a great genius. The greatest of the televangelists, certainly the smartest, the most interesting.
And there's a documentary on him, too.
Really? Oh, yeah, Herzog. God's
salesman or something?
Bob's Acres or something?
Yeah. Bob's Acres.
Yeah, that's the first Measles Brother movie is a salesman. which Philo would really like. That's an interesting movie. It's about.
Speaking of Herzog, did you see that one where he was like, he did the fake documentary of the Loch Ness Monster thing?
No.
Where they go, he does it as, it's on position where there's these guys that are really going to go look for the Loch Ness or some kind of monster somewhere. I think it's a Loch Ness Monster. And so they're going to actually hire Werner Herzog to do their videography. And so they hire him. And it's hilarious. By the end of the movie, it all goes awry. They find there really is a... it turns into a spoof movie that Werner... And you find out that Werner Herzog put the whole thing on.
Right.
See, what's the name of it?
He gets... Werner Herzog gets in fights. He keeps getting in fights with the guy that runs the expedition. And they're like mockumentary. It's like a mockumentary. It's hilarious.
Right.
I'd have to... Let me find it. I'll let you know in a minute.
Did you see Tropic Thunder?
Yeah, it's hilarious.
That was a good one.
It's just a dance show, man. It's just music. They don't say anything bad. They don't get it, make anybody upset. It's a nice radio show. And then they go to sleep. Oh, it looks like all of Central and Northern California is outside the door of the station now.
Kim Jong-il firecracker
company. Kim
Jong-il?
That's right.
I heard he was ill.
He is ill.
Kim Jong-la-il?
It's, he's getting us back for Team America, I think.
I don't know what we can do. I think maybe those Asian American girls can, you know, kill him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure, yeah. That's what I said. Sure, oh, yeah.
That was Lena Mortimer.
Yeah, sure. I keep saying that.
Remember in the beginning and the voice kept going, oh, yeah.
Have you heard this is Marlena Dietrich singing Surrey with the Fringe on top?
And drone. Yeah, when you watch, if you go watch Bruce Howard, start with part one and work your way back to part eight. Like some angel of mercy, the Reverend Bruce Howard.
Take him out.
Take him out.
I still feel like knocking the head off a statue.
Yeah.
Greek antiquity.
Yeah, remember he talks about staring at a post. This is what I'm staring at.
Are we talking about human beings?
Didn't they blow up the Palmer head at the first X day?
You mean an X? Oh, yeah. The one you went to?
Yeah.
Was that you? Because Palmer heads, I have the one from the shows we used in 84 and 5. But we blew one up at the original Doc Stocks. We actually brought a big head at the Doc Stock in 80. This is like 81.
So there was more than one, or was it an original one? Or
what's that?
A Palmer head.
Yeah, they kept making them because they would get knocked in the audience and disappear. Or in the case of the 81 Doc Stock, it was put on a string and burned. And I remember I watched that video the other night. So I have it up on YouTube at some point because I digitized it recently, and I was thinking, we were in this dry Arkansas forest, and there's this stupid Palmer head flying around shooting sparks, and I'm thinking, at what point can we light this end of the state on fire, you know? It's their fault, officer. It says, guys, and kill Sterno's mom's investment.
Sterno, he's watching the making of the Pipes of Ibis
right now as we speak. And you can see, if you stood on the top of the building here and look to the east, you can see the beginning of the end of the world. Just a little glowy thing at the edge of the horizon.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
You can see it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a little star.
It won't get here until, what, Saturday? Is that the 5th?
Don't look, Marion. Don't look.
Sunday.
So we can enjoy
Sunday
it.
Sunday morning.
Sunday. Okay, Sunday morning. So there's no 3-day weekend this weekend? Is that the deal?
Yeah, well, it's 3-day. It starts Friday.
It has to be 4-day weekend for me.
If 4th of July falls on a Saturday, then the holiday will be on Friday. If 4th of July falls on Sunday, the holiday will be on Monday.
Okay, good.
It's got this whole proximity thing working around the day and when the holiday is and. They try to get
I took Monday off to be safe.
I took Monday off to be safe, too. In fact, I think everybody should just quit their job to be safe.
You should just take Monday off your car.
The best or off your,
quit your job to be safe and become part of the fun employed.
Yes.
Oh, the fun employed. Yeah.
I'm getting more jealous of the fun employed every day. And I'm. Yeah.
You could be one if you just tried a little harder. If you just tried.
It's 4:20 right now. You can do anything you want.
Yeah, I think we should go.
Right. Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Your brain's with the king, and it's such a well-made thing.
It is such a well-made thing.
It gets more well-made every day.
I think he just relieved himself.
Your brain's with the king. That's the voice tonight at 4:20.
We will hail Bruce Howard.
And you will lead
such
our
a well-made thing. Hey, Phineas.
Yeah.
You want to go again?
I look good tonight. Yeah. Look at that.
Your brain. I've got one. We got some music. Play that.
Yeah, I will.
Take him out.
This is Yak of Subdini's to keep it in theme.
I'll put it on my wallpaper.
I think you should go to YouTube right now. Everybody, go to YouTube and go to Bruce Howard Part 1. And go to 3 minutes and 47 seconds.
Continue at some point with the...
It's hilarious.
Subdini's auction of the treasures of time. The last artifacts of old Earth, which we're going to be selling tonight. Including the extra lewd DVD of... girls frisking unclothed in the locker room, which he will probably bring from the cabin where he studied.
You did?
Yes, to make sure that the buyers would get the value that they deserved. There may be some other videos that need to be logged as part of the final procedure.
Yeah, I'm going to be logging that video.
Less than 12 hours left of Earth money spending.
But it is therapeutic for us to continue in our foolish humanoid rituals of buying and selling, getting and spending, and judging non-existent values against each other, even unto the last moments of our existence. For otherwise, we would not be human. Though we are sub-geniuses, we are also human sub-geniuses. Oh, the humanity will go. It will be burned away in the searing fires of X-Day, which is why the subgenius understructure, the subgenius endoskeleton, is so important to cultivate.
Hey, you know how girls look under their clothes? Look to that endoskeleton.
One of nature's most remarkable creations.
Oh, Pater Nostril, I'm going to turn the mics here up, and you may want to turn your output down because it's for my tape.
If our voices echo in an unseemly manner, you have to let us know.
That's enough for me. That's fine for me.
This is getting to go on the escape ship. Some of the last records made in this place.
Final tapes made on Earth. They'll study these tapes, you know, for clues and hints. What did we do wrong? What could we have done to join them? Why must we be left behind? And it'll be too late.
And now...
they realize $30 could have done.
And it's too late. It's $35. $30. Mean nothing. And they barely did back then. $30 used to be quite a chunk of change, but when you consider what the usual utility bill is, $30 is a mere hiccup of a laugh in the night, a departing bunch of borderigmus or flatulence that you'd forget about, and only the next day, if then, wonder fleetingly what happened to it. In the meantime, it would be guarding you, protecting you against the many horrors and indignities of the seething subgenius apocalypse. which, had you only considered, was bearing down upon you at that moment, as it does at this moment.
You ready?
Well, you can. We don't need to feather our comments because we're not trying to scare everyone. We all know the stakes in this terrible game we've been playing. The risk, the gamble, the sport of it all.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So that's the question. What happens when it gets so quiet? Right? There's supposed to be some old subgenius guys talking, but the end of the world sometimes means also the end of the signal. You just never know with the show. That's the magic of the thing. It really is magic. I mean, this station, this show, unbelievable. It's like hitting a fire hydrant on a different planet. And becoming a J-man at the same time. Hardly anybody can do that. But we can take calls, of course. 848-4558.
This is it, the show was produced by Virgin Allen.
By virgins?
Virgin Allen.
A virgin mouth?
Elk.
Virgin owl. Virgin elk.
Little virgin elk?
Little versions of... Elf.
Magically.
Little versions of Alf. That's it. What if the show were produced by little versions of Alf? That would be strange. That would be just too weird.
Do they could be weird?
Yeah, I guess it would be weird. Yeah. I guess it would be weird.
It would be weird. Thank God. It would be weird. At least we have that.
At least we have that.
Yeah, at least some little actual point of reference.
I forgot it because I thought I would be hungry, but I was not. What's that? No. Yeah. Sometimes I do in the middle of show. But yeah, I guess when I'm here by myself. Anyway. I am here by myself. What am I saying?
But do you ever feel like...
Well, all these other people I'm imagining...
You've been left behind.
Yeah. Rear guard action. I always love that stuff. Charlemagne's brother, Roland, was the guy in charge of the rear guard action in that front part of French history. And I always loved that role. I thought that would be pretty good. Or MacDougall. I mean, no, wait, MacDougall's patron. French or one of those officers at the Battle of Greasy Grass, you know, trying to hold the edge. But never quite doing it.
Like the edge of your feet, you're falling out the window.
Hey, is your brain with the king?
Okay. Is your brain the king? That's the
great. It's such a well-made thing.
I'll get all literary.
Okay, I'm going out there now. I'm going to see. I'm checking the views. If anybody went out to look at Bruce Howard Part 1.
So yeah, how does it look? How does it look?
I'm going to check the views right now.
I looked at it in my mind.
Nobody looked at it except for me. I'm the only one that looked at it.
Well, I'm busy at the moment. Otherwise, I would be looking at it.
What do you mean you're saying you can't look while you're driving?
Do you have the radio on?
No, I have the
radio is broken.
I was talking to the person in the back seat earlier.
Somebody's yelling something.
The radio is broken. It don't work anymore.
It's like the Kipper radio kit.
It's a radio
game.
I always loved that album, Man from Utopia. What a wonderful, excellent album. It's a short shrift.
You know, I want some of those short shrift cookies.
Take them out.
That's the one of the best parts about Bruce is in the early days, he's trying to be the talent, direct the show, and deal with the callers.
He's doing everything.
And watch himself.
He's watching that
himself
monitor.
Be the cool man, The great man that
you
got to
move on to Bruce Howard Part 2, though. I mean,
you're right. You should do it in order.
You should definitely
even though
do it in
no
order because
it,
you see the sequence of.
You go
you
from
start
that
to
guy
see the
to,
decline.
Yeah, or the
even
ascent,
in that one tape. Or the ascent, depending on your perspective.
This is
on
you can look YouTube? At him upside down, he's going up.
This is on YouTube?
Yes, on YouTube.
Milo's got him up. I think they're.
And I've got. I think I'm like one of the few that has the whole thing up.
Probably so, yeah.
And there's a few others. One of them in particular is Mwam 23, and he's got the one where he's standing there. He looks like he's been through barbed wire. He's got his sweaty unplaid chest standing out.
Yeah, that's at the end day, so to speak. Now he's only in motorcycle jacket, and he spends most of the show, like, the camera's here, and there's a monitor, and him here, and he spends most of the show loving himself on the
looking
monitor.
Looking at that monitor, man. He's like
looking at his
a
chest.
Fluid morph messenger of metaphysics eroding self-affirmation.
He's like everything, you know, because he's the talent and the audience and the producer. So he really doesn't need the rest of us standing out here staring at it.
He's morphing into a time spectrum that's beyond anything that humans can see.
That's pure TV. That's how TV should be.
It's about change. It's about progressing. It's about non-decay. It's about all antioxidants. It's all of that.
It's about the alchemy. The alchemy of...
Anti-antioxidants. Have you thought about that? Just oxidants?
No. Or prions.
What if you had an oxidant? If you had an oxidant, it would be a bad thing. You got to keep your eyes on the road, man.
Dude, I got my hands on the wheel, too.
What if you were
there's
in
a killer on the road?
What if you were in the oxidant? If you were in the oxidant and you had an oxidant,
it would be oxidant.
You better look out, man. They're coming in on you. Heavy hardware. But if you were in the oxidant and you had an accident.
I mean, if I became oxidant.
What if you were in the Orient and you had an oxidant?
Because that's what happens to you when you have an accident.
You must be wrong, because
right? You become oxidized.
Right.
As soon as you told me to do it, I went and did it.
Yeah, it's a cult thing, man. If you're in the cult, as soon as the suggestion...
You're on part two, Michael Pepe?
Yeah, I'm on part two.
Are you at the part where he's got his, like...
Are the religion itself.
His, some kind of...
His brain is a king?
Special outfit on.
Oh, now his friend, the other guy spoke something.
Yeah, one of the other guys... I can't remember his name now.
One guy just put his hand in his pocket.
Oh, right.
Well, that's me. See, I'm waving.
Oh, you're behind the...
Yeah, I'm waving.
Well, I'm Bruce Howard.
I'm the small woman behind
no,
the
No, I'm
guys.
Bruce Howard.
Oh, you're Bruce Howard.
No, I'm
okay.
Bruce Howard.
I'm the second guy from Howard. The right. The shorter. You can't
yeah,
see
he's
him.
The guy...
I'm that
says,
hot chick
oh,
on the right.
I have a...
Oh,
that's
a girl,
Bobby Bonnie.
I'm that hot chick on the right.
Yeah, I named her Bobby Bonnie years ago. She reminds me of Bonnie.
But, you know...
And she has a few lines, and they're great. They don't make any sense.
That guy just said a line. That guy on the...
Messenger of self-affirmation. A fluid, morphed, metaphysical messenger of self-affirmation.
Yeah, there you go. I was just at that point.
In the, yeah.
No, my...
I can hear his music.
No. No, not that. Yeah.
So what does he, maybe does he have his own church up there? And
not anymore, no, no.
No?
This was a snatch of time that unfortunately has been captured.
Oh, no. When was it?
This was early 90s, right?
Yeah, we figured from 91, 92.
He's an old man now, probably.
Yeah.
He's that old man.
He's thinking, point, I wish Philo would take that off his site now.
At
probably.
One point, he challenges one of the white power callers and gives an address. He says, I'll meet you at, like, 40th and Aurora or someplace.
Yeah, he was
going
to kick you. That's like up
and so
in
I always wanted to go there and see what was there in the 90s. You know, was, I'm sure he didn't say outside the building where he is, but,
yeah.
I mean, I wonder why he picked that area. Yeah, he, the white power guys call him up all the time, you know, and he's
wow.
Like, get, what is it?
It's
take
like
him
bird.
Out.
It's like talk radio.
Yeah, it was pretty so, amazing. It's really neat stuff.
But he might still be alive somewhere, right?
Yeah, he could be.
I mean, maybe making money.
I heard somebody said he's a legitimate preacher now.
Really?
Well, not that he wasn't legitimate before, well, but I mean, he's more mainstream.
Yeah. He was willing to stare at a post for 8 hours for us. He said so.
Yeah, I still don't. He's not the equal of Dr. G, but he's got a certain greatness. Just
he's got his own shtick, man. He's not Gene Scott. Don't compare him to Dr. G.
He
comparing to Dr. Gene, he's not the same guy.
Yeah, it's a different thing. Yeah, it's totally very, very different. In real life. Can you hear Mike?
No, we can't hear you at all.
I can hear it. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
It's Howard Hands. Make fun of God.
Oh, this is the guy that he's kind of awkward.
We're Howard Heads.
Oh, yeah, he was. Yeah,
pretty wonderful to watch.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you looking at Bruce Howard?
Whoa, calm down there, Michael Pepe.
I recognize the voice.
Yeah, Howard heads.
I guess I don't go through yellow hoops.
Angry Jesus.
God.
Giant. He's incredible.
421-500-4. 421-500-4. Call that, folks, and talk to Bruce Howard.
Yeah, you can talk to Bruce Howard if you called 25 years ago. We'd be talking to him now. Because the content would be arriving back when he was still doing it.
He's probably retired in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Yeah, he's probably.
He's going to call and say, thanks.
And he would probably find us.
He probably wishes I could put it away and let people forget about it.
Yeah. And, you know, his greatness. He's just looking at some camera. I've heard so many wonderful things already.
It's true.
What's that about?
What is 5 minute music? The brain is your king. There's a guy that complains
brain
about
brain with the king. Author of
and it's such a well-made thing. Yeah. Well, maybe we have spent too much time on Bruce Allen so far. Yeah.
The author of
Thus
Spake Superman.
Maybe so.
Hear me.
Thus Spake Superman.
That's what it says. And he misspelled it. He left out the R.
Yeah.
That's his
boot. Is that a reference to...
I'm on part four now.
Frederick Nietzsche?
On four now. No, but he claims to have written it. Bruce. And here's that sad music.
It's really dreary stuff. And a couple people suck
up to him. It's made like a Casio MT40 or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And callers suck up to him by a couple of guys say, that's really great music. Yeah, hey, Bruce. And they get right into the question. You know, he's like, okay.
The first thing they do, a lot of them, there's one group of callers. That's all they do is try to suck up to him the instant they call it. So that he'll string them along just a little bit longer, and then they can spring their trap a little bit later.
Right. Well, he's so nice to
him.
Give that man a gift.
Oh, hey. Right. And you know he's insincere. He's never going to give that man a gift.
No,
ever.
No. There's that's no gift. Radio.
Well, what he
that's
thinks is a
radio,
gift, the other guy may think is sheer torture, too, you know.
Exactly. What Bruce Howard knows is a gift is a shot of his...
If it's said on radio, you don't really know.
Looking at him for 10 seconds with his shirt off is what he would think is a gift.
Here's my gift to the
public. My resplendent beauty.
I like it when he just stands there not moving for 10, 15 seconds, 20 seconds at a time.
Exactly.
He doesn't do anything.
Behind him is his revolutionary guard. They look like his bouncers.
Yeah, it's his revolutionary guard.
But remember, Dr. Gene used to do that. He'd just look into the camera and smoke. And that big old cigar. Just look in and he wouldn't say anything for 10 minutes.
Opposite of the
Howard Hughes. Somebody sent him $1 million. $10,000 or whatever. Thus Spake Superman, yeah. But he wrote that.
Zarathustra.
But he spelled it Thus Spake Superman.
Right.
S-U-P-E, man.
That's the thing. That's what I said, yeah.
I gave you credit. That Michael said that first.
That's right. Thank you. I want to
make that set the record straight.
Put that up on the...
That when we were talking about that reference by Reverend Bruce Howard, it was actually Michael that made that statement first.
Read that into the record.
Okay.
Make sure that
that's a part of the record, the permanent record.
So you keep your mouth shut.
I don't know.
Now you keep your mouth shut. You keep your mouth shut.
He has not made a mistake.
I never
said you have warm.
If I send you home, it's a wonderful Christmas.
There's a bunch of Dr. G. Scott.
World Airlines.
Wound 23 got pulled down or got into some arguments over with some representatives of the Gene Scott estate.
Really?
Because he had, he's a collector of oddball preachers too.
Oh, yeah. He's got Dr. Gene?
Yeah, he had some Dr. Gene stuff.
I would love to see something way back.
It was some choice stuff. And he had it up on YouTube, and Dr. Gene's daughter made some stink about it and made YouTube pull him down, and then he got in trouble with some other things. But I think most of his stuff is still, a lot of his stuff, at least the public domain stuff, is back up.
Yeah. Well,
but I think it's, yeah, let me look and see. I think he's out there as Wham 23 again. Let me look.
The proof is in the YouTube, man.
If it's on TV, it's fair game, isn't it? That's a public. You got your tape machine. If you were smart enough, you taped Dr. Gene in 1979 or something.
I'm sure, yeah, like Arrowhead, yeah. There are probably 100,000 tapes of Dr. Gene. Then the kids of those people.
Yeah, somebody,
well, I'm just going to throw this thing away. Nobody wants this thing.
Susie found a lot of those at the thrift store.
Yeah, he's always been crazy, but he got smarter as he went along.
Ed Holmes called me very excited one day and said, hey, there's a place selling VHS tapes for $1 each in the city. And it was some dead guy's collection of, unfortunately, EP movies, but he taped like from midnight to 6 movies and shows and stuff, thousands of tapes. So he bought a bunch of, actually wound up going through all of them, looking and saving a couple of the movies because they were.
Were they in hi-fi?
No, it was pretty hi-fi. I didn't save very much. And each one had an index card. A list of everything on the tape.
Oh, wow.
Wow!
A weird, obsessive show.
It is a new obsessive show.
Okay, we only have 11 minutes left to show.
Like,
so everybody get up and stretch. Take a deep breath here.
Is this the last videotape of the show?
One and two and three.
Oh, gotta go.
Oh, it's fun, isn't it?
Listen, no, you don't have to go yet.
Central California laugh.
You don't have to go yet. Hey, come back here. You don't have to go yet. You don't have to go yet. You don't have to go yet. Oh, it's so painful to watch. Have you seen the awesome human beatbox? Cool Paul?
Yeah.
Oh,
he's at X-Day.
No, not that one.
See, Rubber Boy, he's at X-Day.
Well,
see, Flash Hopkins of doing Da Vinci, he's at X-Day. See, Hal, he's at X-Day.
Frank Chu.
See, Michael Pepe, Frank Chu, they're at X-Day.
Yeah.
Frank Chu at X-Day would be great.
You know who's always good at X-Day is Little Theodore and Babushka.
They opened for Negative Land many years ago.
Yeah, Little Theodore has a new album out, actually.
Is that anything like Little Albert? What was his name?
You had to bring that up.
I'm sorry.
Prince Albert in a can?
No, Prince Albert in a can, yeah.
Yeah.
Tiny
really body. Confused in there. What's going on?
I don't know.
What kind of show is this?
I don't know what kind of show this is.
My flower disappears to replace the little flower. I wasn't paying attention.
A show of little flowers. No, we covered that already. What was it, the exploding flower gum show from Japan?
Well, everything in the universe.
Imagine there's no Starbucks.
It's not easy if you try.
I wonder what you do.
Imagine there's no iPod.
Can't do that. ATM card.
I'll have to scratch out your eye.
And no computers, too.
Imagine there's no show.
Imagine there's no show.
It would be so nice.
You'd have to go first, though.
Imagine you can't
imagine
go.
Imagine there's no modems.
And imagine there's no booth.
And sometimes on TV.
Is that Fred Fritter?
Down in mud huts.
Or the Art Bears.
And take some LSD.
It's Phineas Darko. He doesn't
that
play
first song?
Anything by anybody else. Everything he plays is by him. So don't you get it?
I was talking about that first thing that had those horns playing together.
Those horn parts.
Sub-genius.
But Tom, not
that was mine,
one.
Too.
Don't you get
God
it?
Wonder if oh, I'm okay. Really one.
Which one of yours was it?
What I'm losing out on.
It's called Hurting America.
Imagine no McDonald's.
And no...
Wasn't there some Art no Bears or Fred Fritz in there?
No.
No email line of billboards.
No line of pillboxes.
And no more songs like these.
Hey! That will happen in 6 minutes.
Imagine the sub-genius.
It'll be the end but of the show.
Have our little hose.
I don't actually know Michael Pepin.
No. No, when he went on YouTube, his whole body was sucked up into the image and he disappeared as a personality. It's okay. Like in Videodrome, I have a copy of Videodrome. But what if X Day really happens? Will there be a show? Will there be an actual show? George Coates' actual show?
Okay. Good stuff.
Well,
I snorted a bunch of it.
Nothing will exist anymore.
No, the show doesn't exist anymore because the end of the world happened.
Right.
That was like 11 years ago.
I think the world dies when the show dies.
Well, maybe, yeah.
The show just dreams the world.
And he'd be a perfect guy for the chapter.
The show wakes up.
Maybe that's why I heard it, because it sounded so familiar. It seemed like...
That'd be a good venue for him.
I heard it in my mind. I don't know.
Hey, Michael, we did that part already.
Okay?
No, I'm on delay.
Your heart's in it. I appreciate it. But, you know, we did that.
Yeah, but I can't get out.
That's so like 9 minutes ago.
I'll be singing that for the next 2 days now. I want to transcribe all of part one and just do it verbatim.
I think you should.
Yeah,
you should do part one. Are you
it's
talking
right there
about?
On YouTube.
How do I download it? I can't find the place.
Oh, there, you know, you have to go to Handbrake or they're various free softwares.
Yeah, that
where you can then illegally steal somebody's.
The easiest thing I did is I just installed RealPlayer, and RealPlayer offers to download every one of them that I play with a little plug-in that it plugs in there, and then you can just right-click and download.
I thought I could download anything for free off of YouTube. No? I mean, even with
YouTube.
No, some things you have to buy.
Man.
I can't download it.
It's not like the whole world's free.
Yeah, do something for the economy.
You should check out the Art Bears, though, if you get a chance. Early Fred Frith, Chris Cutler.
Yeah. Art Bears.
So if you're listening to the show, you'll be seeing the years peel away from your body.
The body from the Care Bears.
Fred Frith was just.
They're definitely not the Care Bears.
No. The Art Bears.
Oh, they're little cannibals.
They were true. They sounded a little like the Bruce Howard group sometimes.
Oh, my God. They filed this.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm back there again. Oh.
Like Lord of the Flies.
Gosh darn it.
Watch out.
Monkey Dory.
I think I got stomach.
Okay. I'm gonna shut off for Bruce Howard. Now. Think about it.
Don't think about Bruce.
Oh, my God.
Don't
think of
Bruce.
Here we are.
Yeah, I think I got
him. Take him out!
Here we are in the insane
asylum. That's right. This is almost as bad as that apostle.
But see, all the words are all piled up on one side of the...
The headaches.
Yeah, it's kind of like...
The headaches come worse.
It's like they're unbound.
The headaches
come worse.
I'm about
ready
to speak. The headaches come worse. You know what I'm hit? Music.
The water. I think I got stomach cancer.
Uh-oh.
What? Final what?
More from Philo Drummond that says, okay, good God. Boys will be born.
Yeah, how about that one?
Yeah, that's
check that one out.
I think I got stomach cancer.
Well, I just, you know, there's so many
people.
I got stomach cancer. But I think
boys will be boys is pretty funny. When that guy slaps his knee.
He's talking about Philo.
Yeah, and what he's doing with
him.
Well, it's time to say goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
It was fun.
Happy trails.
It will hurt your brain for years to come.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll see you next time. We'll see you next time.
Again.
On the Puzzle.
How's the rest of it going?
No. Yeah, just the next day is coming.
How about just... Sky King! No, that's not the farewell song.